Well,
we're gonna have to set up an expedition of some sort quickly.
We'll go.
You will?
You will?
I will.
We will.
Spider on my head! Spider on my head! Ow! Ow!
Spiders on the web! Spiders on the web! Run away! Run away from the plot! Run as far from the plot as possible!
And he blurts out a random set of numbers that's even hard for you to catch completely.
I got 7.
Why was there a Q in there? Watch out for the internet! Oh man, now we're just in a series of tubes.
You rush back inside, no problem.
Yeah.
And basically, the noise is all over the dome.
I'm covering my ears, and flux is going on.
Okay. Eventually, the noise starts to slow down a little bit, but they're still in the distance. You're obviously a language of some sort.
Mm-hmm. That's an old language.
Yep. And you see, on the wall, basically, it's a false sky. Mm-hmm. But the false sky disappears. And basically, alien writings appear everywhere.
I spin around, just kind of squinting at it. Mm-hmm. Someone's graffitiing our dome.
No one graffitis my dome!
Can you read that language?
No, not really. We need to find out what activated it.
Maybe the bomb?
2 Numenera devices detonating in a not entirely foreseen way could do it. I'm going to have to look for it. And so Jace's going to put out his hands and... his robes are going to start moving of their own volition slightly, and he's going to sense magic. Mm-hmm. There's no roll. I just sense it. That's from my mystic background. Mm-hmm. I can just sense magic. So it takes me, like, a couple minutes. But I get a general idea of active Numenera or esoterics going on in the area.
Okay, yeah, there's definitely more energy. You've done this before and done before. And basically, it's a light, nice haze of machinery working in the distance that you don't understand. Mm-hmm. But you get a vast amount of energy now. Numerous systems are starting to turn on.
That's really strange. It's like some of the things in the dome are starting to activate. No command from us. Can't tell. Can I tell any one particular direction?
Everywhere.
Okay, that's confusing. It's all over the dome. It's everything.
Right. Should we worry? I mean,
I don't know. I don't know what the dome used to be.
I'm looking for an adult to tell me what's going on. I want to see what they're up to. Because
who are you going
to
talk to specifically?
I think the only person we can possibly get some point is from is the sister.
Mm-hmm. Sister Wisdom.
Sister Wisdom, I need an injection of wisdom.
We don't do medical procedures at the monastery.
Sex! I'm talking sex. It was a euphemism.
She's a nun.
My god!
Oh my god! Jace! I grab you in a headlock and just leading you along. Come on!
Okay. Oh, right. Actually, I was going to do ciphers for the leader of the martyr, but there was a singularity bomb.
Yeah. Whoopsie. So we lost all our ciphers.
You still got the date, like the animal talker thing.
Yep.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, do you bring Butters with you into the dome?
Butters is in my backpack.
Butters is giant.
It's the size of a small dog. Of a dog at this point.
Yep.
Can it survive in, such a warm climate?
Yes, because Numenera.
That makes sense.
All right.
Yeah. Because Butters just survived the fucking implosion singularity. He can sure as shit take a tropical heat. Okay.
What do we go to Sister Wisdom?
Yes.
Yeah, we found Sister Wisdom. Sister Wisdom, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one. Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, you know Sister Wisdom has patience for everyone. But even Jiro gets on her nerves sometimes.
What? I read it in the book, so it's a poem of some kind.
Not that poems matter in this world.
Yeah. Only, I once read that only beauty matters. Guess not even that. She won't. She broke his heart. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
All right. As soon as Sister was easier stepped in the door, Sister uh-huh. sees you, is like, Jace, take books 3-5 and 3-6. Let's review this quickly. Right. She's obviously been studying something in the distance. Roll me a Numenera.
Sure.
Numenera.
Now, yes. During this time, I'm actually going to use my, like, take a breath. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get my...
what's the difficulty for the Numenera?
6 plus what?
Hmm?
Plus your tier, so plus 7.
Plus your tier. So 7. So 12, and then I'm taking another, my 10-minute break.
Okay.
You just go lie down in Jason's bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Fuck this. Have fun, nerds.
What was the difficulty for the roll?
For this particularly, I was going to say 9.
5.
So 9, 6, 3.
If you want to use effort.
But if I'm using a book as well, then it's...
Oh, that's true. That's an asset. So, yeah, you get it.
Okay.
Along with Sister Wisdom, are able to figure out, yeah, this is definitely a warning system. Mm-hmm. It has to do with the giant singularity/energy bomb that exploded off in the distance.
That's weird. I don't even know where that thing came from.
Yeah. It's obviously the dome is going into...
Actually, I'm not... By the way, I'm not actually using my... I just realized I can't get above my might score, so I'm not going to use the second heal.
Okay.
So I'm just relaxing on that.
Cool. All right, that's fine. But yeah, there's definitely a warning system going on, and basically, you can't get into specifics right off the bat. You didn't get like a 19 for,
of course,
a minute, but basically, yeah, something is going to happen, something bad, but you can't specify what.
I vocalized this concern to the rest of the party.
So you just like look at it, it's like it's going to be bad. But I don't know what. So how do you know it's bad? That's all.
Warning system.
We have a chart. Mm-hmm. That's all the chart tells us. Okay. It's just like the chart is this sloping like black line that says bad, mm-hmm. and it's like maybe good, bad,
horrible.
Yep. So, well,
do we not stay here?
Don't know, Sister. Where should we go? What should we do?
I've studied the device here for quite a long time, for years. It is, as far as I can tell, part of a larger... The dome is only the top part of this thing. Below it, it might have been once been some type of spaceship.
There's a below? This is like the most obvious thing in the goddamn world. And like, Jace says this, but in like, for someone who studies Numenera... Everyone has found evidence of a below. It's under your bakery. It's under the school. No, there's a fountain. It's like clearly there's a below.
Yeah, there's been attempts to go down below, but it never ends well. We don't bother. We don't want to mess with anything. But in this case, it may be necessary.
Well,
we're going to have to set up an expedition of some sort quickly.
We'll go.
You will? You will?
I will.
We will. We're the only ones who had any encounter with the Numenera device that triggered the lockdown, and we might give certain insight into what else it could be. I was there. I can sense the esoterian, the nanos in the air. I'll be able to trace it like a dog.
Or
a lobster.
Not only that, but I mean, this thing probably is, we've tried the small section that we, our cell, there's like a hatch that we can't get through down to the lower section, but you can phase. I mean, G here can phase, and,
you've actually attempted before, you could never go in before.
Yeah, try.
Because of engine need for you, but things are happening, so.
It's worth a shot.
And we could just blow that up. We could just keep blowing shit up.
Yeah. And no offense to like all the warriors and all the fighters out there, but they're just really bad at fighting. Like it's not good when they try to fight. I mean,
Sister, it's really important that the soldiers stay up here for this very simple reason, which is I don't know, and I don't know if you know of where the Margers got such a large destructive device, and they might have more.
6 roll for charm.
9, because it's charm.
Oh, that's true.
Because mystics don't talk to people.
No, suck at this.
Oh.
Nope.
Like, what if he wants to help
him? Unless somebody wants to jump in. Somebody who actually can talk.
You can use effort for your intelligence.
Oh, listen, all we're saying is this. I say as I wrap my arm around. Stop talking!
Yeah.
All I'm saying is, we should really send our best people out down there. And, you know, even if clearly you don't think it's us, and that's fine, but you should go out and you should pretty much, you know, start figuring out who needs to go. And, you know, we'll just go back about our business.
Charm roll six.
Six.
She looks at you for a second.
And I just look at her.
We all lean forward with the same, like, grinning smile.
My hand's still over your mouth.
Go to your homes quickly.
Yeah, we walk out. There's no way we're going to our homes.
No, she's walking home. Excuse me, you bought that?
Yeah. No. Let's go to the we got a hatchet in the cellar of the bakery. I mean, we've tried phasing through it before, but it's our best bet. I mean, that's the only hatch I know of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, worth a shot.
Yeah, okay, so I walk into the bakery and I see Henry's there, you know, boarding up the window or whatever. He's panicking. Okay. Hey, Jace and Gia gonna stay over for the night. Sleep over.
It's good to all you together, you know, in case something happens. Oh, boy. Oh, by the way, you're staying in your room for eternity after that incident.
Oh, come on.
This is Butter. It's a pet now.
You have a... They can be pets. Huh.
Just that one.
My pet.
For future note. But anyway. Staying in your room for forever. Don't go outside. Am I forgetting something? Harriet, am I forgetting something? Take away his toys. No more toys.
Oh, no. No. He start going.
And by toys, I mean any ciphers you have, not actual toys.
Oh, no. No. And I think I have, some oddities.
Oh, yeah, you have some oddities, yes. Yeah. Oddities you have, yeah.
Yeah, like goofy shit. Yeah. Like, you know, a monkey that, you know, when you get near it, it makes a monkey noise. I'm like, no, not Mr. Pickles. Mr. Jangles. And fine, whatever. I don't care. Come on, guys. Let's go down to the cellar where we can hang out without these grown-ups.
Okay, that's fine.
You're the worst liar. You're like, yes, we will go down.
Down to the cellar. Possibly deeper. I don't...
Shut! grab him out again. He just has the same smile as you back down the stairs. You are the first fucking liar I've ever met.
So I'm just there, like, you know, standing in the middle of the kitchen, just giving him, like... a look, and this
and you sink into the floor. That's awesome.
I never break eye contact.
You're the creepy goth friend. Like my mom's, my mom talks to you. She's like, "So are you hanging out with G today?" Yeah, mom. What's up? He is a very, I'm sure, talented boy. I just don't think he's the right
influence
that we want people seeing you with. Mom, I can do what I want. Don't take Mr. Jingles!
Yeah. Alright, so down in the basement we go.
Okay. Yeah, you go into the basement and where all the bakery supplies are, as well as some breads baking in certain areas of the cellar. And basically, yeah, there is that small portal area. Does anybody else know about that portal area? Or
just, I mean, everybody kind of knows about the hatch.
But no one can really open
it. No one's ever been able to. I mean, honestly, it is kind of a big hatch. We actually stored, flour on top of it, so I have to move some of the flour until we get to the hatch.
Yes.
Yeah. Like I said, there's the hatch. I mean, I've been tried a couple times to open it up. But
when you actually move over the flour, you notice something you didn't notice before. Three red dots.
That is new.
Jace collects some flour in one hand and some cinnamon in the other, and is just staring at you guys. When you look at the lights and say, "That is new," and turn around, Jace has a fresh baked cinnamon bun in his hand.
I take it out of his hand and start eating.
It's actually pretty good.
Those haven't been lit up before.
Well, the cinnamon buns?
Oh, no, the cinnamon buns don't light up. Ooh, I can make them light up one day.
Ooh, really?
Okay. So right. You actually see Butters, he's inside the bread, just eating everything.
No, I'm grabbing a broom and I start
eating. There's a piece of bread in each pinch, so he's just munching it down.
I'm waving it off. No. Bad.
Get down. Bad.
Oh, I'm going to so eat you one day. I am going to eat you with potatoes.
I know you can understand.
Yeah, liquid potatoes. It's going to be stuffed in you along with an apple nana.
An apple nana. Because it's a billion years in the future.
Okay. Yeah, and they have
craisins.
Craisins. I'm going to fill you with craisins.
All right. Butters, get down. And watch the door. We're going... whatever this is.
It's still the inbred. It doesn't understand you, really. It goes on instinct.
I know. Jason never had a pet.
Unless you have this thing to make it understand you, though.
oh my god, use the chip to talk to the damn thing.
I'm just, like, leaning against the wall, eating the cinnamon roll, which I'm going to use as my excuse to catch my breath and get some mic back.
All right.
With D6, right?
Yep.
Seriously?
Two.
Oh, well.
All right.
Yeah, two back.
Well, so it's really the Skyrim level. Dragon Age, where it's like, I'm in the middle of a battle, I'm going to eat 14 Nuka-Colas in order to heal.
Fallout.
Fallout, I was going to say, yeah. I'm in the middle of battle, so I'm going to drink 20 of these colas. I'm going to shoot myself with jet. I'm going to take out it. I'm so unhealthy. Oh my god, I know your Pip-Boy just like lights up like a Christmas tree with all your wild new addictions. Addicted to jet, addicted to Nuka-Cola, addicted to bounce, addicted to flirt. Addicted to, like, I don't care. Woo! Place the thing on its head so you can talk to it. Stop eating it!
Right.
No!
I walk over to the lobster and put the disc
on its head. It looks like a tiny top hat.
Yeah. Put the tiny top hat and then put the disc on my brain. My face. Stop that!
Tendrils like...
If you eat too much food, then we'll run out of food.
Okay. It stops for a second, looks at it, and puts it down.
I will feed you exact, measured regimens every day at 9 a.m., 3 p.m., and 9 p.m. Is this acceptable?
It odds it's one of his pincers.
Good. We're going to go down into this very dangerous place that you should not follow us.
Why not? It eats things. It kills things. Why not have a
guard dog? It burrows. It could hurt its carapace.
Oh, yeah. We'd really hate for it to get hurt, not us.
You have a sense that it agrees with you.
It's going to protect your aunt and uncle, mother, father.
It's going to eat my aunt or uncle, okay?
It's an herbivore.
You notice a rat spider rushing past and goes...
Yeah.
Omnivore.
So you can see that Jace is slowly slotting this away in his brain. I'm not an herbivore.
Omnivore. So protect the people upstairs in case any of the bad... He just squints his eyes and puts his fingers on his temples and just telepathically... It says, if any of the bad men come back that smell like this, give them the sphere. Mm-hmm. Kill them, protect the people, I'll be back here. And I give him bagel. No, you just see that Jace pulls a bunch of, like, dough out and then, like, closes his hands and it's a bagel. And he just gives him the bagel. There. It's lunch. Now, be a good boy.
Okay.
Poo outside.
Yeah. It rushes up the stairs. The lobster in his top hat,
mm-hmm.
and goes inside to protect the family.
Okay. Good. What about these lights?
Gino's just like watching him, like his magically produced pastries. And, you know, someday you're going to make some pudgy little girls so happy.
Dude, you should totally date. Well, what's her name? Lindy. Lindy.
Lindy looks Lindy. Like she enjoys a good bagel.
Somebody give me another fucking D20. Ah.
Larger than life, Lindy.
That's a woman who enjoys a bagel.
Yes, that's a woman who enjoys a bagel. Oh, fuck you, I'm not taking... This is my, like, 2020.
Mine's been right. Average, so... Yeah. It's giving me a couple ones.
Mine apparently doesn't know that there's another number than three.
Yeah, so we're looking at the lights.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody else is going to have to track six through that roll again. It's a straight up roll.
I have no idea what I'm
like. What is it? What are we rolling?
It'd be Numenera.
Numenera.
Yeah. You don't need to be trained.
You don't need to be trained, so you can just do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's
roll is 9.
Yeah. So. Alright. 2. I poke everywhere but.
Come on, fighter.
The button clearly marked open.
I click on him. I make a three, like, three-prong finger thing, and then I stick it on all three of the blinking lights.
Okay. So you actually see the panel slowly, quickly turn around quicker and quicker, and then just open up.
I kind of snap back. Wow, that's not what I predicted. Mm-hmm. I peek my head over, like, the...
Oh, they're buttons.
Sorry, you were saying? You are not supplying me with a dosage of confidence, okay?
You see a hole that you open up, and you see what looks like a floor below you. And what pieces of what you think used to be a ladder, but age has not been kind to
it. Is it completely dark down there?
Mm-hmm. Completely dark down there.
We need, like, torches.
Okay. We get torches.
Yeah, we're in town. Yeah, so. You're in town, you can get some torches.
Yeah, we get torches, and we light them up, and we drop... I'll drop down first, yeah. Mm-hmm. Drop down first, and I'm waving it around.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're around, you know, this hallway.
How deep is this hole?
Hmm? Basically, not
that 50 feet down.
Yeah, 50 feet. You you fall to your death. basically, yeah, like 8 feet down.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay. All right, you go into a hallway. Yes, large hallway. Basically, like, so in front of you, there's a direction, behind you, there's a different direction.
I wait for you guys to come down. Yep. And I'm just kind of, I'm spinning around looking at the walls, trying to see if there's any, like, arrows pointing.
Yes, like you notice two different colors, though. One red and one blue.
It's pointing in opposite directions.
Pointing in opposite directions. Choose wise.
I am going to say red. The same color of that dress that Lindy always wears. And we know Jace likes it.
That checks out.
Okay. Okay, let's go. Actually, no, I'm handing you the torch because I have to, I fight with my hands.
Yeah.
Might be a better choice than that.
Okay.
Alright.
We're moving forward.
Actually, no, I hand the Nano the torch because I take out my bow and arrow.
Yeah. Okay, smart. Very nice. Alright, so, yep.
Alright, we move forward. Walking towards the hallway.
We're storming.
It twists left and right all over the place. At first, you think it's just normal hallway, but it's looking at it, it seems like the hallway seems not changed. It changes color without changing color. You don't realize what... It seems to be like colors you...
Does it go on forever, but it's extremely finite?
There's always borders.
God damn
it. No, seriously, though. Yeah, basically, like it's like you can still see spectrums of color you shouldn't be able to.
Interesting.
Looking at it. Yeah. It kind of hurts your head a little bit, but not too badly. And you goes through numerous corridors, and you can feel it going downwards. Sometimes in a spiral, sometimes in different directions. It kind of branches off in certain areas, but as you look deeper, it seems to go into different rooms with... And basically, it's full of dust and other devices as you walk through. And then, as you're slowly walking, and all of you get your perception rolls. Difficulty 12.
Oh boy.
Side on intellect, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Yep. 13. I make it.
8.
You make it.
4.
Who's in front?
The fuck? The guy. No, the guy with the torch.
Yep, banana.
Okay.
Everything checks out here, guys. Okay. I'm not even going
to
look down.
Okay. You don't have to, because for some reason you didn't notice, as you're walking, you stop suddenly.
Okay.
As you feel... extreme pain, you take a mind damage.
Ow!
As basically, you feel stuck to barbed wire.
I scream.
Yeah, you see scream, and you look, and you see it's not just like a line of barbed wire, it is actually a web of barbed wire.
It actually sucks because, like, you, since I missed it too, you hit it, and it doesn't do enough damage, then I just run right in. Oh, I'm so sorry! Oh, stop, Elvin! Stop, Elvin! You're really stuck in there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I pull out my dagger and I try seeing if I can cut through the barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. You need time to try to cut through this thing. It is tough as hell.
That takes time then.
Okay. As that's happening, I'm assuming you're in the distance.
Yeah, I'm bringing up the rear. Like, okay. Keeping an eye out.
Okay. So yeah, bring up the rear, and because he's distracted, I'm going to use my intrusion on you.
Uh-huh.
Because you're distracted, hear the noise of A screaming and hear the dagger trying to go through the wire going like, you don't notice as a spider lands on top of you.
Oh, God.
Causing you damage. How much damage does it do? Let me get the page right.
So now you get to give one of those
yes.
to...
Yes. The choice is yours.
Give it to me because I'm doing the email. I'm going to give it to Billy.
There you go.
All
right. Rockin' Sock'em Robots.
There we go. A spider lands on top of your head and bites into it, causing 3 damage.
Ow!
Yep.
Armor?
You see this?
I have no armor.
He has no armor.
What is with you guys? Okay. Have you never played a fantasy game?
I'm normally good at dodging things, but the GM is throwing spiders at my head.
Okay. You see this, small metallic spider. Its skin looks like steel. And the way it crinkles, it kind of sounds like steel as it bites into the head of Jivo. And then, as you hear that, you also hear, looking at the spider web, what looks like 4 or 5 spiders going towards the Nano.
It's
Spider on my head! Spider on my head! Ow! Ow!
Spider's on the web! Spider's on the web!
I'm working on it! I'm working on it! I say as I'm trying to cut...
I mean, is this impractical? What we're doing, like, there's no other way to get you out because you're tangled in it?
You know right away, this wire is tough. It's right. You don't have enough time.
Okay. Hey,
You know what initiative, people.
Okay. So I am tangled in the web still?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, what does initiative give me, by the way? I'm trained in
initiative. If you're trained, then plus three.
Yes.
Seven.
Yeah, all right.
I'm 13.
14. All right. You, spiders, then you. All right. What do you? I think you're going to try to get out.
Yeah, I'm going to give that a shot.
Might roll 9.
Oh boy, that's my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorites.
That's my favorite.
Oh, actually, I have natural armor, which would have negated that one.
Oh, you would have negated the one. All right.
And when you're as frail as I am, you really need to. You really need to watch those ones and twos.
True enough.
All right. So you said 12?
9.
Nope,
still stuck.
Oh, I missed you, D20 rolling. Oh my god.
Jiro, go.
What can I do?
There's a spider on top of your head.
What do you normally do when there's a giant mechanical spider on your head?
Yeah, you face out resistance and never come back.
Okay. Just bash your head against the wall numerous times, it'll work out fine.
Gaze upward and then just leave it there. Face down.
So I need to rip it off my head, I try and rip it off my head.
Alright, do it. It's gonna be a 9.
Yeah. 9? No, actually, wait. 6. 9.
Nice. Nope. It's my
right. You have just flail.
You have
yeah, basically, I flail around.
This is... Okay, you two friends... Apparently, you're learning...
And that's the story of our adventurers. They learned a lesson, it's true. Now the corpses are there, and no one cares. Where did they go?
Okay.
Wow.
I'm gonna... What's the D6? Where is that D6?
There it is.
Alright. We're going to have fun here.
No,
we're going to determine...
Gosh. So Sue just learned something about his friends, that they are wildly capable of fighting spiders. Anyways, we're going to determine... Right.
This divided by 2, this is how many rounds it's going to take to reach you. 2. I'm going to round up because I'm not a terrible person. Okay, so it's going to take 2 rounds. So this round, they're not going to attack you. Next round, they're not going to attack you. But you need to figure something out because there's... I said 5. I'm going to say put it 4. 4 spiders headed towards you right now. Your go.
Ripping you off the barbed wire.
Sounds like a plan.
9. Go.
Take a damage, man.
It's gonna be a might roll.
Oh, you can spend 3 might points and bring it down.
I'm gonna
fuck it.
Don't
sure.
You have to use? I'm just not for this roll because I don't want you to die horribly. But don't you have to use effort first before you?
I don't know. Do you?
I think it was effort
probably,
first.
Yeah.
We'll check right now. But
that's a really good question.
But if you want to, I think you can spend 3 might points to make effort.
But
first.
I have no, actually, because. Because you can also spend effort to do extra damage, and it specifically says you can wait to see if you hit somebody to spend effort on the attack or to have a carryover.
Okay, damage. That's fine then. That's fine then. Yeah. So, all right, so yeah, use effort so you can rip them off the.
Yeah, and I think it's sense. I think that makes sense because it's a currency. You're mm-hmm. losing something mm-hmm. regardless. So
yeah, so I'm ripping you off like.
Oh, it hurts like hell.
It hurts. Kind of like having your arm broken. Yeah. If only your rock lobster was there. But thank God it's comfort's protecting the bread.
It switches over. It's actually Harriet. Like is sitting on a wheel. Is sitting on a rocking chair with the lobster right next to her, and she just feeds it bread. It's having the time of its life.
It's usually where I sit.
It replaced me.
It's playing with the monkey that makes noises.
Okay.
It's just chewing it.
Alright, so.
In the meantime, while you're like, I'm like, if you two are done flirting, spider on my face!
Alright, back to the nano.
Alright. So there's a spider on his head?
Yes.
That checks out.
Yeah.
Onslaught.
That is what I'm thinking.
We run.
All right.
See you.
Alright.
I'm gonna shoot it off his head.
Alright.
How close is Jiro to me?
Short range.
Yeah, short range.
Short range?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, let me give it a shot.
Geo's head explodes.
You are actually in panic, you're phasing in and out, and actually phase out. You actually phase out by the time it goes through, and since the spider's attached to it, it also phases out with you.
Okay. Stop that, we're trying to help
spider you. On my head!
You're trying to help you.
You almost took off my head!
Alright,
Geo. I'm gonna try again, another might roll.
Okay. Start smashing your head against the wall.
Seriously? I need to be nice. 5. Yeah, this I can't even spend effort on that shit.
Okay.
So plus, I couldn't, because I only have 3 might points left.
Yeah, Spiders goes first. I'm going to say the one on your head is distracting you, so you're not. It's not really biting you or anything.
And
the,
I got this.
This round, there's still the four. Like I said, it takes two rounds, so they're still rushing at you. So this round, they're not doing anything.
I'm crouching down low. I'm just eyeing you for a second, and then suddenly I'm spinning. I'm like doing a little spin, and then trying to kick upwards and knock it off. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get this thing off your head. 13!
Nice.
Heal, so it takes 4 points of
damage. You feel some skin coming off your head.
Ow! So it takes 4 points of damage.
Yeah,
it hits the wall and crumbles.
Yeah.
And we did it! And then we hear like the little things behind us. Run! Run!
Isn't that the other direction we can go?
We'll go blue! Which matches Linda's eyes! Lindy's eyes!
Alright, we're going to pause for... it's one. Spiders!
we've decided that maybe the blue would be a better...
Okay, Jason's yelling, I now know what the red arrow means!
Spiders!
Well, I think I'm just right then!
Give me a Numenera roll, please. Difficulty 9.
Because I've been doing so well with these rolls.
12! Oh, red means danger and or contamination!
Hey, you!
Imagine running, I'm just slapping you in the back. Hey, you!
And behind you, hear spiders going, chirping along, going from 5 to 10 to 15.
More spiders, so many spiders, I hate the spiders!
Yeah, we're just running.
Okay.
And so, one of us has to stay behind in order to stop them! Jace? No, we're just fucking running. I am not kidding. I am hitting you like...
There's no way I could have known.
But you study this! You figured it out!
That could have been red lights! It just meant red lights!
Alright, so we run right, like, the camera's, like, static on the two arrows, and we go running by, and then Jace comes running back for a second with a small piece of chalk, and just writes spiders above the red arrow and runs back.
And actually, as the tide of spiders, like, rush towards, you actually see Butters going down, looking down at the spiders. His pincer goes, grabs the spider, just starts eating, and just walks back upstairs.
You said they were metal.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Metal. We eat these things? We're really pushing our luck by eating these lobsters. Like, man.
Lobsters really
That's
actually
a
catch.
Yeah, but it's...
It's actually calling themselves, you know, bring out the weak.
Oh, yeah.
They're very evolutionary.
That's good of them.
Yeah. They go really well with the cookies.
Okay, so we're booking it.
You're running.
We're booking into Blue Town, which I can only...
Zombies! Zombies!
You're basically rushing off away from spiders.
I love our adventures. You got to go out fantasy to be for us for a while.
Yeah. Oh god, what is that? Yeah. Run away! Run away from the plot! Run as far from the plot as possible!
Alright, so yeah, we're running down Blue Line.
Okay. You're running down a Blue Line towards another nameless corridor. But it seemed like...
spiders.
Okay, with spiders behind you, running very fast.
Yep.
And basically, you begin to know, like, the walls seem to be start slowly glowing around you.
Okay.
You start rushing off, and then you immediately go into a very large, wide chamber. There seems to be pipes and some sort of wiring everywhere.
Did we pass through a door by any chance?
No. Strange.
Shit.
Yeah. Yeah, pipes and wiring everywhere. And also, something else very odd. There seems to be a large, rectangular building that seemed out of place from everything else. Like, its coloring is... Like, everything else is a bluish black. This building seems to be a very deep red.
How big is the building?
Oh, shit. We've already established red means spiders.
Okay.
So, deep red means ultra
you
spiders.
You feel like this is not connected. It's just red for a different reason. Mainly because I forgot about the red that is red. But most
of them it's spider storage. Okay. Don't touch it.
All right. But it's not like... You're looking at it, it doesn't feel like a storage area. It feels like a home.
Spider home. Worse.
Wait a second.
No.
That's not red. Jace walks up with his cleaning spray and sprays it and takes dirt off and takes the rust off.
It's white.
You're welcome. No. We just kept on digging that one.
Why is everything red? Oh, Jesus, I'm red, green, color blind.
Alright, this is strange. It's, I don't know why it's here. It doesn't really, I don't know why anything is here.
Let's look inside. That a word, can you stop that sentence a word short? Yeah. I don't know anything. Yes.
Just stop right there.
Okay. All right, let's look inside.
Is there a door? First,
yep, there's a door there.
Then there's a perfect place for us to hide.
Okay.
We go through the door.
Yep.
Spiders.
Oh, yeah, because we're still being chased by spiders.
Okay. The door's locked.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. Does anyone know how to open this?
Let's give you a look. How many times have we been through this?
That's a pun.
I put my three fingers on the three lights.
Uh-huh. Nothing
16.
Happened. It's not... It's the
there are no three lights.
Thing is different from everything else. It's not part of the same technology.
I can't open it. It's beyond me. No idea.
A Donnelly cookie, yes.
Okay. I put my fingers on the holes and it didn't work. Okay. That was said at my honeymoon.
Story of your life. Alright, so I spend 2 intellect, mm-hmm. and I go through the door.
Alright. Now, the outside of this place is like a small rectangle. It's obviously like, 10x10 room. That's what it looks like. But it's a nice place to hide. You step in into a wide gallery-like area with, like, numerous devices, like pedestals with numerous devices everywhere. It's bigger on the inside, for some
reason. Is there a man in a bow tie?
There is no man in a bow tie.
Alright. That's too bad, because bow ties are cool.
Yep. Yep.
I look around, then I turn around behind me, see if there's a door.
There's a door.
Alright, so I try and open the door.
You're able to open it up easily, and you two rush in.
And immediately close the door.
Spiders. Spiders.
Alright.
Okay.
Hey, things. Look, all the things. What do they do? Which ones kill spiders?
Yes.
Spiders. Spider killers also. Ow.
Oh.
That should be an international sign for dude. Mm-hmm.
You look up, as you're healing him. You look around the chamber, there's paintings and, like, weird things all over the place.
So what do I do?
The most striking thing, for whatever reason, there seems to be, off in one far corner, there seems to be, like, a thing covered in heavily in cloaks with this one, a massive thing covered in cloaks.
Uh-huh. Humanoid? Also,
humanoid, you think. Uh-huh. But it don't think showing is like, a face-like thing, which is like a circle that looks more like a porthole.
Interesting.
With black lines. And often at distance you hear, I haven't had uninvited guests in 300-400 years.
I'm spinning around and I have my fist ready to go.
Real quick, Daniel, roll a d6, add 2.
Awesome.
And that is...
I swear I had a d6.
Also, anytime I heal you guys, you can choose what attribute gets
might.
Healed.
Yeah, in this case, I'm light.
Light, yeah.
Yes, 7 in the back. Nice. Nice. So I'm back to full, actually.
Very nice.
The berries go around.
So, basically Jace just puts his hand over the gash wound on your scalp.
Yep.
And just runs his hand over, and it just disappears like it was makeup.
Yeah. Just, you come in handy sometime. Who's talking?
And again, his features shimmer to a wolf-like, like his hat. And that's it.
Nice. Okay. All right.
Who are you?
Yeah. I'm the owner of this establishment. Who are you?
We're here to loot. We're hiding from spiders. There's spiders outside.
Spiders. There's like a spiders. Spiders.
You actually, out of the darkness, because one of the corner was dark for some odd reason, it lights up instantly. You notice someone in a cloak of some sort. You can only see his hands and part of his arms as well as his face with a cloak of some sort, with a cowl of some sort. Mm-hmm. What you notice immediately is like, you would first think it's a guy in some sort of, like, black, it's like armor of some sort.
Uh-huh.
But you realize it's not armor, it feels like it's his body.
Okay.
And okay, it's a black body of some sort. But then you look at his hands, first off, his wrists aren't really wrists, they're ball joints.
Oh.
And you're feeling the hands could go 360 if they wanted to. Looking at the hands themselves, at first you think it's black, but then you realize the hand and the arm itself, as well as the face, is clear. And instead it's just... Inside it contains some sort of black substance, some sort of black gas that you can sometimes see through as the gas moves around.
Oh, that's cool.
The same thing to its face. Its face is blank except for two very large, like, goggle-like things that are glowing red. Mm-hmm. Its face itself, like, plastic with black gas inside. Mm-hmm. And it says, like, I am the owner of the establishment. My name is Vestibulum Niglum.
What?
Vestibulum Niglum.
Yeah, listen, man. Whatever the hell you are, we
Vestibulum Nigrum is my name.
Yeah, well, we own this town, this dome, and it's ours, so... So that means...
I guess technically, I mean, you scavenger rights, I guess, are appropriate in this case.
Hey, we've been here for... How long have we been here for? Like 100 years? 200?
About 100, I think.
100. Well, if you're doing by those scavenger laws, then I've been here for about 300. Does that mean I get to own this property?
I guess you get to own the downstairs.
More of a sublet than anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, then that means you got to clean out your own garbage, like those spiders outside.
Clever boy, clever boy. But no,
I'm shocked anybody would describe me like that. You turn around and see he's pointing at someone else.
The spiders are no longer an issue. Don't worry about the spiders. But...
I was worried about the spiders.
So just running from the spiders here. Man, it's been 300 years. I thought I'd get some silence to do my work.
Do you know anything about the sound?
Sound?
Upstairs. There are alarms. Really not.
Kind of like...
Whoop, whoop!
We zoom just like that.
Just like that.
And then it goes like...
Yeah, it makes noises.
Okay.
Funny little language, Moses.
Well, actually, I have no idea. I didn't even bother looking at the area. I just wanted a quiet place, but I guess that time is done.
Not quiet.
Imagine all of us trying to, like, make the sound, and we all inadvertently start beatboxing.
You can all stop now. Thank you very much.
So it's just like that. Like,
okay. Yeah. Just like
give me a minute. You guys look around or something. Don't touch anything.
I touch something. The second he turns around, run. Yeah.
Okay. And basically, you notice him like step into a wall, and the black ass seems to go out of the plastic shell and just disappear. And basically, the plastic body just tumbles down.
Let's take it.
We grab his corpse and leave.
Okay. What are you guys gonna do?
I'm going to check out all everything. That shit.
All right.
Touch everything.
Fuck yeah! I'm checking out some cool shit.
Right. Please roll higher than a 3. 13. Nice. That'll do it.
There's stuff here you don't really quite understand. You look at Numenera from everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
13 stuff, as well. Yeah. There's stuff here you're not even sure of. But the most striking thing is that cloak figure with the porthole face that you noticed before. You look closer to it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not him. It's just...
Hmm?
No, it's a different thing.
Different thing.
Is that arranged in the same manner as the things on the pedestal? As in, obviously, on display?
No.
Okay.
It's in a corner somewhere. Just stare.
Okay, Jace, undaunted, he's in straight-up scientific discovery mode, is going to... also, I think we all get... an experience point for discovery. I don't know if we do this. I think we do this now or after the game. But this is like one of those moments where we get this. This is how we get experience.
Yeah, okay. We'll do it after the game.
Okay, cool. All
right.
So yeah, Jace undaunted just like storms up to the figure and looks at it in its weird face.
I would usually actually stop you,
mm-hmm.
but one of the artifacts is actually it's kind of like Cortana from like Halo. And it just keeps on glitching, but I keep on, like, getting glimpses of AI boob, and I'm like, hey, every time I move, I'm like, it kind of like phases out of my perception, I'm like, hey.
You step up to the creature as he's looking at
AI boob.
He's trying to look through for a scrambled porn.
I love digital nip slip is what you're, like, looking for. Great.
This is some good stuff.
I know.
What?
Anyway.
It's very good.
You go up to the thing.
Yeah, Billy's not.
No, it's fine.
That's okay. You're a straight tequila man, and I respect that.
All right.
So weird.
You go up the thing, and then quickly you hear Alpha Centauri has been consumed. Big and greedy.
And who is Alpha Centauri?
8 steps times 7. Butterflies.
How many butterflies?
Butterflies are consumed in Alpha Centauri. They are not aspirated.
Right.
Then it turns its head towards you. When you return, you discover it, but you grew afraid and you didn't discover it. Why did you not discover it?
I don't know. What is it?
What you did not discover. The rims are black.
Right.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I think I found something over here. If you lean your head to the left, yeah, I can actually see a lot of thigh. Oh, no, it's gone. Never mind.
You should really ignore him. He doesn't say anything useful. He just watches all the yeah. time. Basically, you hear from the distance, and as the Nigrum comes back, uh-huh. he's like, it's a Philitus. Philitus.
Who?
Huh? A Philitus. It's a creature of unknown origin. Don't worry about it. They just like to observe and say nonsensical things. Nothing of importance.
Philitus?
Philitus. So, looking outside. Alright, so, took a quick look outside. Apparently I'm going to have to move.
Because of the spiders?
No, spiders. I wouldn't. Spiders. I've had spiders before.
What is this place?
It's my home.
Where are you from?
Places.
Ah. Okay, so if you're not moving because of the spiders, why are you moving?
Hmm? Well, I've been discovered.
Oh. Sorry about that.
Is that a bad thing? I mean,
I prefer my privacy in most cases.
What did the dome do?
Oh, right, the dome, right, the dome. Apparently discovered some sort of strange, anomalous energy outside. It's going to a defensive pattern, and is looking for some type of coding. If it doesn't get the coding, it will self-destruct.
I knock over the nipple slip, and I'm like, what? What?
It will self-destruct.
No, we can't have that. We have people up there. Like, dude, like, my parents are up there, and his, like, hot sister is up there, and, I mean, so is Lindy, and she's not so great, but she, you know, doesn't deserve to die.
It's awful. It's
awful. You wound me with your compassion.
Oh, come on, dude! Do you know how to turn it off?
I'm sure there's a way.
Can you turn it off?
Well, it's not my thing. I don't try not to interfere in your problems.
Hey, you wound us with your compassion. Listen, just... You said coding. There's a code, right? So what's the code? Just give us a code. We'll be out of your hair. You do whatever it is you do with that. Let's not talk about that thing with the boobs. I will bring it up. You don't bring it up. Just give us a code. Give us a code. We'll be out of your hair. But we'll stop some spiders and whatever. And then we can go back upstairs and he can be grounded forever. He's gonna be grounded so long that he'll never come back. I swear.
I mean, we can't even, dude. We can't even get down here when this thing's not in its crazy self-destruct mode.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I tried. So there's no get in here. I couldn't get it down here.
Yeah, I mean,
no. This place is going to be opened up now with the breach. So even if whatever happens doesn't happen, it's going to be opened up. Although you're not going to find them. This particular civilization didn't keep things that could live forever. Sadly, they had some wonderful objects. Anyway, sorry. Well, you're a guest in my home. I guess I can't have you die, now, can I?
Right.
It would be rude.
It would
totally,
be rude.
Totally rude. Right. Like, dude, my mom would be pissed.
Alright. And we can't have that now, can we? Especially with the... Well, how did you get the Labyrinth to like you?
The what?
Labyrinth?
Labyrinth. Labyrinth.
Yeah. I never get the pronunciations right. Every few millennia, new creatures pop up.
The Lobsterns have never encountered humans that actually want to help them.
No, that's true.
I changed that.
You're all really monsters when you think about it.
Wait.
Anyway.
Hey, you're the gas thing.
Gas. Suddenly. Is the fact that I'm black gas make me evil? I can't help how old
I didn't even notice you were black gas. Honestly.
I'm sorry. I didn't see color. I'm colorblind.
But all for real. Those gray spiders are gonna fucking steal things.
Dude, I don't judge things by color. Unless it's red, then that means they're spiders. If he was a red mist, then we'd worry.
We don't get, I mean, are you, you're not human, right?
Hmm?
Yeah. That's not an answer!
Exactly. Moving on.
Oh. I've got to shut down.
Fine, if I get you out of my hair. Oh, wait, your guests in my home, there are holes. I shouldn't have left the door open.
Code?
Alright, first the code. Then the gift.
Okay, gift?
Gift. That sounds good too.
Yes. Alright.
We can give you things! And Jace opens up his satchel and, like, actually, like, opens up his coat where he hangs oddities and knickknacks and stuff. We have things too! We can exchange information and gifts.
What do you have?
Well, we need the code first, and then we can exchange gifts.
He speaks the truth.
I'm not even bother rolling for this guy, which for this particular guy. He's like, right, anyway. I hate the rolls. Alright, here we go. The code. And he blurts out a random set of numbers that's even hard for you to catch completely.
I got 7.
Why was there a Q in there?
Did I hear a niner?
Silly gas. Letters aren't numbers.
As well as, now to input this code, you can't just put it anywhere. You need to go to the main control area.
Which is probably covered in spiders.
It is in the spider room, yes.
I knew it.
Well, that's in, it's past the spider room. And in there, you will have to go through with the defense system. It's although it is fairly damaged, so it's not at its full potential.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yes, it's probably the creature itself is fairly harmless. Well, no, it's it, to you. No, sorry. It's harmful to you, harmless to me.
Could you put the code down? Because that's how heroes work.
No. Anyway, yeah, the code is there. I'll write it down for you. And
if this place self-destructs, though, it'll take your stuff with it, right?
No, I'll just go someplace else.
With your stuff? All of it?
Yes.
Can you carry it in the mist?
Carry? No. No, no, no. I'll just leave. My home has capabilities. Even the fact that it cannot change itself if it wishes to. Although it was stuck once as a blue box for a little while. That was annoying. But moving on. No, this house is more than capable of defending itself. But sadly, I have to go with the gifts. Alright. Let's see what's in my pack.
Oh, we get gifts?
It's, well, your guests in my home, you get gifts. That's the rule.
Oh, okay.
That's a good rule.
That's a great rule. Like you get death! What do I get? Death!
Right. Your gift is a swift death. Your gift is a slow, painful death.
And you, right.
You get cookies.
Yeah, you get
black
cookies.
Is tens.
Okay.
For you, you get...
Oh, I'm oddity.
69. These are ciphers, by the way.
Okay.
All right, 69.
No, I know what this is. All
right.
I know of its magical powers. Right. Don't you worry.
Nice.
Oh, man, this doesn't work.
Let's see what I have here. This might be useful. You have a reality spike. Once activated, the spike does not move ever, even if activated in midair. I might actually dislodge a spike, but then it is ruined.
Reality spike. Yep. Sweet.
So you could like throw it in the air and just like
you could literally like jump across a chasm and just spike the air and hang there.
Yep. 97.
Which is pretty awesome.
Yep. For you, the talky one who doesn't know when to shut up.
I think he's talking about me.
Right. Vocal translator.
What?
Let's see here. Some Zerik. Vocal translator. Disc that must be held to forehead. Translates everything said by the user into a language that anyone can understand for 28 hours.
Nice. Well, what does it do?
You put it on your head and you can speak any language for 28 hours.
You can say any language.
Yes.
Then respond
for me. Can I read it?
Hmm?
Can I read the language, or do I understand it?
It says speak.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's for the glaive?
I'm the talking one.
Yep. See, won't shut up. And 36, you get a gravity nullifying spray.
Ooh. What? As in, like, fucking gravity?
Okay.
Goodbye, sunlight.
Right. It's like amazing gravity in the eyes.
For 1 hour, the user can float into the air, moving vertically, yeah, but not horizontally without some other actions, such as pushing, up to a short distance per round. The user must weigh less than 50 pounds per level of the cipher. All
right.
Oh. What's 1d6? So 3 plus...
5.
Yep, so nice. 8.
So
8 times 50 is 400.
Nice.
Sweet.
Yep.
Nice work on the math there.
Hot, yep. Man, I can barely lift myself. You're 350 pounds?
Yeah.
That's kind of important to tell us. I mean,
you got some muscle.
Listen, we're actually not going to go on venturing. We're just going to help you out.
We've got this yoga program you're really into. Yeah.
So, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight. I can spike reality. The glaive can now speak any language for 28 hours. Mm-hmm. And now...
I'm a ghost.
The ghost can fly. That makes all the
sense. He can't go up, he can just go across.
Right? No, he can.
Either way, he can only go up and down.
Yeah.
But he needs volition.
Still pretty handy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, when getting kicked out of an airplane or something.
Yeah.
Just throwing that out there.
Mm-hmm.
think it's Jesus. Zeppelin, Zeppelin. By the way, Zeppelin. Zeppelin's in here, right? Zeppelin.
Thank you. Do you want to trade for this? And I hold out the clay that constantly shifts. And then then it floats in front of me. It changes things.
He just completely freaked out, like, oh my god!
Alright. He actually looks at you, stares. You actually see the eyes focus in a little bit. Oh. Huh. Well, it's a worthless item, but I'll just put it in my pocket.
And I got
okay. So rich! Okay. So rich!
Right, so
slowly, Jace, like, points after the cloaked man takes the clay, points at one of the objects on a pedestal. So, can I have that instead?
You must choose one or the other. All right. Are you sure?
Nope. Yes. Right. Yes.
Black is tens.
I've never been more sure in my
52.
Life. Of trading clay for this Numenera bomb.
No. I think he says you get to choose between the realities.
No, you want to trade the clay? All right, fine.
Yeah. No, just oddities.
All right.
Oh, okay.
For another oddity, instead. Yeah. Are you trading oddity for an oddity?
Yeah.
That makes sense. All right.
Here is another spider!
You get a spider! Yeah. You get a spider! Everybody gets a spider!
Oh my right. God, Oprah would survive until this long.
She's immortal, you didn't know that? 87.
Actually, you know in Borderlands 2, the soldier that summons the commander that summons the turret gun, yeah. When it goes for a really long time, he starts saying crazier and crazier things. And there's one where he goes, and you get a bullet, and you get a bullet, everybody gets a bullet! Yep.
He just starts screaming these things.
Cube that, when activated, disappears for 1 minute and then reappears in the same spot.
Reappearing cube.
Yep.
Solid.
Nice.
Where does it go? Touch a camera, do it.
Oh god!
Right. Oh my god, what is that? That's a nipple!
Now the question. Now you can leave your house. You have to get past the spider room towards the main activation area where the defense system will attack you. How do you get past the spiders? Good luck to you.
Is there like a back door? Since clearly a man of your intellect would know about every inch of this ship, the back of his gas, you would clearly know that if there's another way into the spot, and you've already presented us with gifts. What's just one more for the road?
He's arrogant and he likes to be flattered, so give me a 9 roll.
Yay!
Alright.
Once again,
leaving for him with a smile.
He looks at you sort of like,
I really think that's not... That's a really sexy color on you.
You look really good in glass.
Fine.
You know, most gases expand to fill all available room, and I feel like you've expanded to fill all the room in my heart.
Oh, wow. Put that on your blog.
And basically, you feel a pain in your brain. And suddenly, a direction... You feel like art literally etched into your mind.
Oh, I don't know who I am anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry. That should have been a right instead of left.
Okay, I got it.
All right.
Don't remember how to play baseball, but I can.
All right.
What the fuck's baseball?
All right. Yeah, I got it. I got it. I think I got it. My nose is just bleeding. It just shows my back, like the back of my head, and he's like, "You understand?" He has his hand on my head. He's like, "Do you now see?" "Yeah, I see it. We're good to go, guys." I turn around, and my every orifice of my face is just covered in blood. I think we understand where to go, guys. Now, all right. I just walk into the wall like finally figure out how to walk again, and then we can go. All
right. Okay, Jace, you actually hear? You actually feel a shuffling behind you.
Slowly turn around.
Behind you is a Philanthus.
And he's looking. Philanthus?
Yeah, looking down at you.
Oh, you've made a new friend.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Okay. You already have a lobster.
Right.
It's followed me.
And then you hear it speak. You feel. You see a small thing come out of his cloak, a small whitish globe.
Okay.
Just float out of his cloaks. Mm-hmm. And you hear it seem to whisper, "Sometimes death can be averted."
Yeah. Yeah, does the smoke man see this happening?
Hmm? He's distracted by these two over here.
Yeah, I'm there like, truly you are the most noble of gossips.
Seriously.
Jace totally has the orb float to his hands and then puts it in his satchel. Ideally, yes, but death is not always the end.
Black holes come. They must be averted. And he walks away.
He's right. Black hole sun was not perverted. I wasn't listening.
I'm ADHD. Okay.
He's just said the most amazing the bird. Okay, so yeah, Jace is at the door now, all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, okay, we have new directions?
Huh?
You have the directions?
Yeah, no, I'm cool, dude. Follow me. And I slowly crack open the door of the...
The spiders are there, but they're not moving. They seem to be frozen in place.
Slowly open the door and step out, mm-hmm. and they unfreeze.
Okay. No, you step out with no issues.
And I wave you guys on, and we're going towards the new place.
Okay. As you're heading in that direction, like the door slams shut behind you, and also you look behind you, the place is gone. It's just bare walls of the hallway.
Such
of the area.
Wonders he took with him.
And all of a sudden you hear as you see spider slowly starting to move again.
Run. run. You bam into a wall. Not that way.
No, I'm running.
Okay.
I'm following my brain. It's easy to because it's dribbling out of my nose. Let's go, guys. Ivan.
What's that brain? I fell in a well. All right. So, yeah, we're sprinting away.
Okay. You're sprinting away through the numerous hallways.
Sprinting.
Following the directions you set before you.
Watch out for the internet. Oh, man. Now we're just in a series of tubes.
Oh.
Fuck you. All of you. Especially you. Jake.
Just because...
Because Jake.
I hope.
God damn it, Jake.
One of you guys are named Jake out there, and now you think I'm angry at you.
I get caught in another razor blade thing, and
mm-hmm.
your character's like, Jace, stop wasting so much time on the web. Nothing! I give you gold!
All of you give me another perception test. Nine.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I just want
to. I have a three.
Wait. Who's in front running? Beatrice.
That would be...
I was leading.
Oh, seriously?
Ooh, nine. Exactly.
Oh, good thing I had that right there.
You guys are, like, aiming to destroy my livelihood.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We carved our name in here. Jace was here.
That's not your real name.
Yes, it is now. Yeah. He's a better person. His life's better than
I don't know what's real anymore.
Tom Hanks.
Rolling.
The young Tom Hanks. Bosom Buddies, man. That was a show.
17.
Very nice.
So he gets a minor effect.
I see all the things. All
right.
That's a minor effect. Oh my god, I can see infinity. I saw spiders.
Spider on my head.
I'm going to say with your minor effect, you immediately see what he did, as seems like the hallway ahead where you're running through has a drop-off.
Guys, slow down! Drop-off! Yes. Well, Timmy! All
right. Yeah, basically, yeah. You had this one also at the last minute.
Oh, I mm-hmm. wave my arms around as my tippy toes are on the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I throw back. And then I... Is it enough of a jump? Can I make the jump?
It's not a jump. You're actually in front of a large chamber. The chamber... And you realize where it is. It's right above the spider room you were just in. You'll have to cross it to go to the main area.
How big is the gap?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say between 20 and 30.
So we can't jump it.
You can't jump it. Yeah, you have to find a way across. And below you are the spiders who don't notice you. On the spider webs.
Alright, guys. I'm going to need a push here. And I stand at the very edge, take out the spray. I'm hoping there's a button or something on the other side. Did we bring rope? You always keep going on about the rope, dude. Did you bring rope?
I don't think we did.
You forgot... You're always on about the rope. The one time we need the rope, you don't bring the rope. All right, I'm going to...
I start hitting you again.
No. Anyway, I'm going to hope that there's a button or something on the other side. Otherwise,
This is going to be awkward. Anyway. And then I sort of like lift up in the air. Will help you?
Rob him!
We push him.
Right. Yeah. You push him across, no issues. You silently cross and see spiders making their nests. And right in the as you didn't notice it before because you just went to the front section with a spider web right in front of you. Yep. It was a massive spider. Obviously, it's queen, the queen. And the thing is huge, about your size. Floating, and you're, but I'm going to say you're silently floating, so you don't hear anything.
You see anything?
Across the other side.
Yeah, I'm like, spiders! So big! Spiders! And then, once I down, I'm sort of like, I guess I'm floating for the next hour or so. So people are going to have to, like, drag me along.
Put a string on here.
Yeah, pretty much. But I'm like, kind of like, sort of touch a wall to slow myself down and look around and see if there's anything, buttons, anything along those lines.
I'm going to say you notice a three-button thing.
Oh, crap. I wasn't able to figure this out the first time.
Get your hand like this.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. Nano nano or whatever. Ah.
You hear a small and you hear a big as a small ladder, a small bridge seems to form.
On the plus side, guys, there's a bridge. On the other hand, I think the queen spider that's at the bottom of that well is probably going to be coming right up real quick. So you guys are probably going to want to be quick. Also, as soon I'm floating away.
draft. As soon as I think I can make the jump, I'm backing up and I'm just running and I'm trying to make a jump in order to get onto the bridge because I'm taking off like a mad honey.
I'm gonna. I already gave you an intrusion before, right?
Yeah.
Then never mind. Then instead I need you to give. Yeah, just give me a straight up. Is there a jumping skill?
Yeah, jumping. Yeah,
give me a jumping roll. Difficulty, for spiders. Difficulty 9.
I'm actually going to use an effort?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So that's three, 2 points for you.
The balance is on that, yeah.
So I can use speed for this?
Yes.
Oh, I should... Fuck, whoa. I shouldn't use my effort. I should use the effort after I do it, shouldn't I?
Sorry, yeah, probably.
Can we say if he did it? Because he got
a 20. That's fine. Yeah, you're able to jump across with no problem.
You got a what?
I got 20.
So that's a major effect, actually.
All right. Can it help me? Because I'm not going to make it.
All right. How are you going to help him with your major effect?
As I'm jumping, you know, it looks like I'm not going to make the jump because I miscalculated, but I reach up and grab one of the wires, and it snaps the wire, and I kind of just Tarzan crossed. And then a loose wire is now hanging there. So for something you
the
grab.
Damage is now, it's now stepped down for you, so 6 to cross. To
jump. Yay! Oh boy.
Seriously?
I'm gonna go ahead
that
and
is
use
something special. Alright, so I gave an intrusion to you, and I gave an intrusion to you, right?
Yes.
I don't think this is intrusion worthy because you're already fucked, so.
No, I'm gonna use some effort.
Alright.
Effort. Effort is happening. Now my speed is down to 7.
Okay, good. Now I'm going to use intrusion on you.
So hard.
If you want to take it. Actually, you don't have XP on you, do you?
I have 1, but I'll take it.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So you choose wire. As basically, you do jump across like Tarzan, and you think he's going to make it. All of a sudden, you see another spire of wire go across his leg and push him down towards the floor, or at least trying to push him down towards the floor. I need you to give me a might roll. Difficulty 9.
Oh, me? Oh, yes. Me? I thought you were talking about somebody who could do that.
Nope. That's why I do it on you. Because pain makes me
difficulty
down.
9?
Difficulty 9.
This does roll other things, right?
For anyone but you, yeah.
You are yanked down into another web.
That's rad.
Luckily, the web is near the bridge.
Oh, thank
but
God.
You do see a giant queen spider rushing up.
Damage for, oh my god, no!
Going to the wire, like I said before, is one damage, so your armor protects you.
Okay.
Roll initiative, please.
Screaming. Ooh. Screaming. Jace 16. Is screaming.
Look! This does roll above 7, right? Like, it's possible. It is possible.
I go at 16.
All right. I go at 5, unfortunately. I'm 5? Also floating away.
Alright, so you, Spider Queen, 5, Or six?
Yes.
Alright, so go.
So the Spider Queen is like climbing up?
It's climbing up. And it's the Spider Queen, so it's take one round. So her round, she's going to climb up this.
So spot. Can I reach him or not?
You can reach him in time, yes.
Grabbing at him and trying to pull him up.
Difficulty 9.
I tickle his butthole.
What you roll? An
8. Nope, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to use
the effort.
Effort to make this work. And I still tickle your buttocks, though, in erotic fashion. Okay. But I actually...
Because some weird things happen on adventures.
Right? Yeah.
And you just kind of agree.
Weird things happen, that. And we don't have a female here to, you know, show our manliness to. So we just show our penises to each other.
Mm-hmm. So should we tell people at home that we're actually playing without pants on right now? Like,
I think that's
infirm. I think
they knew already.
Yeah, much like sports commentators, like, the theory is actually true. When you podcast, pants are totally optional. Mm-hmm. And I find actually a detriment to the flow of the podcast.
True.
Yeah.
So is my nick.
What was that?
I was going to say, so is my nick. My niggin.
All right, take three, and?
My nick. I love. Being monogamy. So is monogamy. Like, you know, it's,
I thought you were trying to say malignancy.
I know. Like, I don't know what I was trying to say.
Is there a disease that we're discussing now?
Gingivitis. So that's like the way.
The gum disease. Gingivitis.
Mm-hmm. All right. So I'm boned.
I saved you. I pulled you up.
Yay.
Mm-hmm. And then we're running.
And we're running so fast. Mm-hmm. So I imagine that the queen probably has a chance to catch up to us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I fell and got pulled down, and you went to turn back. And Daniel's just merrily floating away.
Somebody's dragging me. I'm like pointing backwards with my bow and arrow.
Yeah, I'm grabbing him by the...
Yeah. A la Hawkeye. Let's look at it.
I'm grabbing him by the foot, and we're just running, and he's just like floating behind us.
Okay. So yeah, if you're running in a straight line, yeah, the queen's running after you, and you guys are just rushing away.
So he can take some...
Can I take, like, a shot? Well,
roll it.
Yeah, try and slow her down.
Stop bobbing me so much. I'm running!
20!
Wow, nice!
Describe it for me,
I'm going to say that's, like, hits her, like, right in the center. She screams, like... She's not dead, but it's, like... I'm going to say, like, she's, like, so enraged with pain that we have plenty of time.
How much damage does your weapon do normally?
Well, that's a medium weapon, so normally it would be 4.
Okay, so that, and, eight. Yeah, it'd be 8 damage, and I'm going to say, yeah, it's distracted now. You basically, I'm going to say, like, you guys are massive damage. She has 16 health, now she's up down to 8.
Yeah, so, yeah,
but she's angry now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm guessing, yeah.
But she's back, she backs off for now.
Exactly, gives us, like, she's, like, screaming in rage, which gives us time to pull ahead a little bit more.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, motherfuckers! On this comic book, it's like 8 billion years old. It's so good. Matter Fraction,
great writer. Poor for the environment because it's not biodegradable, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it was in the sleeve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was in those sleeves. Turns out, actually work. They protect your comics. 8 billion years later, boom, mid condition.
What? I was into comic books way before the 7th Age.
Rush ahead, man. Cookies in this beer.
I know.
Fantastic.
I know.
Moving on.
By the way, David, if you're gonna want one, the beer is running low.
Gotcha.
So
take my beer.
Also, Billy. Yeah.
Take Billy's beer. But there's also colder beer in the fridge, which you will probably want some.
So you rush ahead down a few more hallways. The chittering of the spiders slowly disappears behind you, and eventually you do go off into another chamber, bigger than the previous one. Around you are panels everywhere. As far as you can tell, they're panels, but with writings you can't even become close to understanding. And then you still hear the language, and off in the front is something, this multi-handed thing on pressing buttons on the panel. At first you think it's some sort of creature, but you realize it's metallic. It's a machine of some sort, just pressing random buttons.
I'm eating a cookie, so I'm taking my time.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah, I'm sorry. These cookies are banging.
Yeah, I know. I will let...
I think there's only one word to describe them. Bangarang.
Yes. Makes perfect sense. Anyway, continue.
Bang.
All right.
What? I slap David's character, because that's what I do, and I point towards the creature, and I'm kind of like giving you a look of, what the fuck's that?
I don't know. Let's let me take a look. And march up to the multi-armed creature with the same determination as I did with the Thilithus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thilithus.
I can't say that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That's why I had to write it down. And I poke it. And I look at it. Emma rolled Numenera.
Mm-hmm.
Four!
Okay, you know what, dude? Take it back. You're throwing Lee Seven on that.
I will let you re-roll that.
No. Fuck that. He gets to stuffer with his bad rolling. You know what you did. This is punishing, motherfucker.
All right. So, Chase stands up.
Mm-hmm. It's a toaster.
It's not a fucking toaster.
Unless that was a difficulty three. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's some sort of machine pressing buttons. It has to do with the defense. But where do we put in the code? What was the code?
I walk over to this thing that's beat Loplin.
Mm-hmm.
So this, what is this thing I got from that guy? That artifact, that cipher.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what you didn't write down?
I got it.
What was it?
Vocal translator. What, like?
You put it on your forehead, and you can speak any language.
Can I understand the language in front of me?
But it can understand you.
Yes.
Give me the code.
I blurred out a line of.
He wrote it down for us, didn't he?
Nope.
He didn't write it down for us.
No, he wrote into your. I'm going to say he wrote into your brain.
Oh,
so he does. You have the code.
Yeah.
All right. Whisper me the code since he burned it in your brain. He gave me the directions. We both have like.
Kid nosebleeds for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I put the translator on my head.
Alright.
And I'm like, okay. And I, you whisper the code in my ears and I just repeat it.
He's speaking in tones you're pretty sure his mouth shouldn't be able to say.
Okay. Numenera, baby.
That's my tattoo. It says, yeah, Numenera.
Numenera, yeah. By the way, I love this game so far, by the way. Yes. Moving on. And basically, you notice immediately the mechanical things stop, and it starts pressing more buttons. And you assume something good is happening.
We win! Victory!
No. Some of us assume something good is happening. Daniel's character assumes we just input the code for total thermal nuclear annihilation.
We're like, well, victory. I say as I flow, like, slow, I'm slowly spinning in place.
It's like there's a fucking ventilation, like, fan. Uh-oh. It's oh my god, it's like the Wonka, you're slowly rising up. Little fart! Burp!
That'll help.
As you do that.
Charlie!
The lights around you seem to change for a second. You think everything's right, then all of a sudden you hear chittering behind you. The chittering of spiders. You turn around and there's a spider queen coming from where you came from and from numerous corridors, other spiders rushing in as well.
I look up towards you.
I've got my bow and arrow. Uh-huh. You want more arrow? I got more arrow.
How many are we looking at, roughly?
20 or 30 spiders.
Oh, God.
And a spider queen.
Okay, it said this thing was, like, the main thing, right? It said, like, it was the queen, so maybe if we killed the queen quickly, it will stop?
I hope so.
Roll initiative.
Yeah.
I don't even want it.
Four! I rolled a four! I took your four, dude!
Alright.
Five!
Yeah!
I got five as well.
Up top, guys. Yeah. We're too stunned.
We are ballers.
I'm going to say that you rolled so. What'd you roll again?
Five.
Four.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be so sorry.
Five! Don't end this like the laundry.
Okay.
Don't laundry this, motherfucker.
You feel a jump. You see the spider queen.
Let's get some combat, baby.
All right, the spider queen jumps at you.
Which one?
At Jace.
Damn it!
Yeah, because you. And basically, it jumps straight at you. You need to give me a roll. Spider queen, not 9. It's gonna be 12 because it's spider queen. 12 roll.
Okay, so this would be a speed. Not that it actually has.
Yeah, it makes a difference. Speed roll. Yes.
Can we just assume that he'd be taking it?
12.
Oh, yeah! Woo!
Hey,
Rice. It jumps at you. It's pincers. How do you dodge out of the way? That's a flailing, I'm assuming.
She jumps down,
and like lands with her legs like perched over me, so she's arched over me, and Jace and like you know bends down like and bends down with her pincers, and Jace panics and picks up the cleaning spray and sprays her in the mandibles.
Okay,
and he crawls away.
All right. Who had this? Yes. Five, right?
Yeah, I had five.
Yeah. You had five. You both had,
five,
right?
Five.
I'm assuming you're faster because
we're winners.
So you go first.
Okay, I just let out another arrow at the queen.
Do it. Difficult 12.
Yep, and that is speed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna. Well, let me see what I roll, but I might spend some effort on that. Nine. Yeah, I'm gonna roll. I'm gonna spend a speed, an effort.
Yeah.
To make that a full 12. Mm-hmm. So, sorry. Yeah, full 12. So it hits. So that's 4 points of damage to her. Minus.
It's freeze. All right.
So,
our nano.
Actually, wait. Just 12 because I have edge there. So awesome.
Yep.
We need like more erasers.
Okay. Fuck it. This thing is gonna die. And so it's right next to me now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna shoot it with onslaught. And I would like to ask for the point-blank benefit, which is a step down.
Yes.
Because it's right there.
So it's nine.
Okay.
Did you just roll a four again?
How?
How is this possible?
I think you're slightly...
Statistically, how is this possible?
I think you're slightly telekinetic, and it's in your mind now that you're rolling four.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. It actually hits her. But the energy seems to go across her shell into the floor itself.
Right. I was gonna do so much, I was gonna pump it up with effort. I was gonna do so much damage.
You actually like you know, lean forward like magic missile.
Oh my god.
Actually, yeah.
Is my wand broken?
My wand's broken.
Yeah.
When you're bending over to do, like shoot your thing, you suddenly I take off running, and I jump onto your back and I launch myself and I try to bring down both hands on top of the middle like trying to actually slam your arrow that's still stuck in the core down into deeper because, that's what I'm doing. But,
guys,
let's get it together.
Yeah. Come on, guys, we can do this.
Like, I like to think that he just shoots like a web and get close behind.
So you rolled a five.
Yeah, I rolled a five. I fucking missed.
Oh, my God.
It just, like, swats me away.
All right.
Like,
all right,
guys.
Come on, we just need to get one more hit on this thing.
Nice.
And we're about to be swarmed by, like, the 30 other spiders.
Wow. I don't even know anymore. Let's
do this, though.
No, fucking do it, man. Like, got this. Don't pity us. We're heroes.
You're right. I'm going to... Well, since you're obviously attacking it, it's going to try to attack you. It's going to attack you for 12.
Great. Let's do this.
All right.
Now let's roll high.
Alright.
Yep.
So, yeah, remember any bonuses you have to speed defense?
Six! It missed! Wait a minute, no. Whoa, damn!
12!
Damn, no. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, so, speed defense, what does that give me?
So, you have, what do you have?
Your training speed defense, so it's down to nine.
It's down to nine, you still have a six.
Yeah.
But you can spend three defensive speed points to raise it lower down to six, which would be a miss.
Yes.
Yep. Man, we are just eating up these points.
All right. That's what they're for, man.
Yeah, it's true. Well, they're also what you lose.
Yeah,
so you're still hurting your...
Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to say this right off the bat. If you don't kill her this round, the spiders come.
That's fine. It slams you down and then tries to crush my head with, like, its pincer, and I roll out of the way.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right.
Your turn, guys.
All right.
Help us. You're the only one that hurts it.
Yeah, apparently I'm the only one. All right, here we go. 10, it's 12 to hit normally, so I spend one more effort on speed, bringing me down at 10, because it only cost me 2 points because of my edge, bringing me down, so that's a hit, 4 points of damage.
You slam it in the face, and it dies in front of you.
Thank
victory!
You're the only one that heard it. Like, you
are literally the only one. I'm there, I'm like, that. I'm doing my best, you know, little red balloon impression, and I'm the only one doing anything useful here.
Alright.
Amazing. And now the other spiders come and eat you alive.
Yeah,
they didn't shut it down?
No.
I said there were 30 of them, right?
Yeah.
Give me 26. Each one of the... So one times whatever... Five times whatever this is.
Okay.
Is how many walk away.
Okay.
So if you roll a six, all of them walk away. If you roll a run, only five of them walk away.
Well, hold on. Let Dave do this so we can roll a four. I mean, we still have to fight some, but...
do it.
I believe in you.
Yeah, the GM is never supposed to roll. Hey! Oh! Five will win. Nice. So
five of them will rush at you now. The rest of them are confused and seem to bug
off. I'm floating in the air. Good luck, little fucker.
It's kind of like, it's kind of like the Oz where they're like, you know, the queen's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see a brand new day?
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
You did that.
Yeah. All right. So you and you, and then it's going to go back to the spider.
All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm going to try to shoot at a spider with Ocelot. God damn it. I can die. What's their difficulty?
Nine. Okay. I'm just gonna... You can use an effort if you want.
It's really not worth it.
I'm going to slam an elbow down on one as it comes near me. And tickle it! Hey, guys!
I kind of wish I brought the lobster now.
I actually slammed my elbow down, but it really hurts. Like, oh!
It was the arm that was broke.
Yeah,
right.
It broke again.
That's like spiders are going to rush at...
Everyone.
Everyone.
So...
2, 4, 6.
Can you have 4?
All the spiders rush at our favorite nano.
Oh, Jace. There's a pause. I like shoot. You ineffectually bunk one on the head, and all the spiders like shh, and pause. Just jump on me. I'm like the furthest away. I'm not even armed. All I'm right. wearing robes and a wolf hat.
All right. Wow. I need to roll defenses of 9.
Okay. How many times?
It's going to be 5 times.
Oh, man.
So the first time. Yes!
Nat 20! Okay, so you got some major effects.
I'm going to say you block another second one as well. Okay. So yes, 3 more rolls.
2.
Damn it. Nice,
man. That's 2 more.
Oh! Another 20! Nice!
So, how do you block them off, actually, is the question.
It would definitely be one of those scenes from, like, you know, The Emperor's New Groove, where, like, suddenly a bubbling character is unbelievably agile, and so, like, he ducks, he bobs, he weaves, he takes it, like, one, like, leaps at his chest, and Jace takes out his whip and whips into a pipe and lifts himself up as it runs into the wall, and then he, like, you know, he actually, like, catches one in his satchel and, like, swings it around, throws it out, and, like, so, yeah, he does right. all this, like, really, really desperate stuff. All
right. Sue.
Tanaka.
I guess I punch. Like, I try to...
Nope.
I try to punch the one that's in the satchel that he threw.
Difficulty 9.
Ah! Yes! Boom! I hit him.
It's dead. It only has 3 life, each one. So
yep.
Basically, you smash it.
I smash it with my fist!
They have 9, so they're gonna... Actually, I said the spiders went, right?
Spiders already went. He defended.
Okay.
So, you get to go, yeah, and then I should have already... Right, I should have went last, but
yeah, it's fine. Alright, so you go.
So, yeah, go ahead, Daniel.
So, I roll a spider. Because apparently I'm Hawkeye! So, yeah, 4 points of damage to a spider, so
okay.
Another one gets
dead.
Yeah. You get to roll.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
3 more left.
David.
You've already got the 4.
Yeah,
you just placed the 4 in front of him. I love
that. Yeah, I already got the 4. I put it down for you.
It's prime and ready.
You're already ready to go. 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4, 4,
right. And now Spider.
Hmm?
Spiders get to go.
All right, Spiders get to go. You'll die again.
No. Only three left.
There's only three left, yeah.
2, 4, 6.
Uh-huh.
Yes! 6!
Bottom roll!
You pissed them off!
I don't know why!
Three defenses!
Nothing but cordial!
Three defenses from our resident nano.
Alright.
Nope!
Two! Okay,
three sucks. Damage. Three damage.
Oh boy, so, okay, so it's subtracting two every time. So, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, so 9 damage.
To your mice. So, mite pool.
Yeah, but I, but you subtract 2 every time, because of my armor is 2.
Oh, okay.
So we only
okay.
take 3 points of damage.
1, 2, 3, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But still, I'm down to 2 mite pool.
Yep.
Good thing you have armor.
Yeah. And like us, who just...
I know why they're not attacking me, because they see through vibration. I'm floating.
And I'm just like, hey, pay attention to me! Leave him alone! Spiders on my head! Spiders on
you,
my head!
You, go!
Alright, arrow a spider. I'm gonna borrow the 20 dice.
Oh, 15, but still good enough.
Right,
one more spider down.
Two more spiders. I used all my luck in the die.
Yep.
Why-ya! Missed on that one. Why-ya! Missed on that one.
Wow.
Nothing.
All
right. I punch a reflection like a raptor in like Jurassic Park.
Bam! Oh, that was not the
just
kid.
Because I need to see. 2, 4, 6.
Hey! Right.
They attack you now.
Hey, you leave that reflection alone, asshole. All
right.
Finally, nice. They're attacking the fire.
Nine defense.
9, so I only got hit once.
Yes, for 3 damage.
3 damage to the mite?
Yep. Alright. They try climbing on top of you now. Alright.
Get off!
Jiru.
You good?
Yep.
Oh, finally missed one.
Alright.
Barely misses my, like goes right in front of my nose.
Sorry about that.
Alright.
Alright,
I'm gonna shoot one. I can feel it. This is the time. This is the time, you guys.
Yay!
So that's a plus one.
One explodes.
Yeah.
One left.
Great, my turn.
Yes.
I'm grabbing it, and then I'm just slamming it down on the ground.
Yeah.
Yay! Nice.
And we just kind of sit stand there, panting.
I'm slowly spinning in place upside down. Seriously, I'm like a human roulette wheel, and I still killed more spiders than all
that
you put together.
That's not how we're remembering this.
So I am.
Alright, and this is your...
Just do it.
Alright, I'm going to take... Jace just rested, has a clear mind. So now he's going to try to take a look at the robot again, get an idea of what's going on. 6. Well, but Numenera, so...
Yeah, I'm going to say it's enough.
Numenera.
Yep.
Numenera.
The machine is awake.
Okay.
And connected to everything else. The code did work. It turned off the explosion because it now knows that there's documents in the station.
Okay.
It's now trying to realize it's not completing its mission. It needs to leave.
Oh.
But it's this thing has been there for who knows how long. It's in a weakened condition. If it tries to leave, it will explode.
I relay this.
Mm-hmm. Also, I'm going to say with your role, you also realize the best way to... The code is one way to speak to it. Mm-hmm. The other way is a direct link.
How would I do that?
Arrow. Do that.
Mind melt with it?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you notice a device to be such a thing.
Oh. Jay starts rifling through what looked like detritus and old ciphers. And holds up something that looks like...
I'm picking through the broken... Spider Queen. I want to find shit that she. I want to find something she has.
Yeah. We'll do that later. First.
Yeah. I'm gonna. I'm gonna be like from far as pointing at you with my bow and arrow. I get first pick. My kill first pick.
Really? We're gonna kill each other over a spider?
My kill first pick.
No, he's gonna kill you. You're gonna ineffectually flip. That's kind of how we're rolling right now.
All right.
So Jace takes out what looks like two soda cans. With strange wiring that attached to nothing, and says, "I think I can communicate directly with the computer robot thing with these."
You turn around, you see this. We're just glaring at each other, ready to fight.
Yep.
Whatever, man. Just do this. We got our own thing,
guys. I might be overcome by an alien psyche, or
dude, just do it.
Okay, fine.
I got arrows. It's okay. All right. Become
you're overcome by an alien psyche.
Sweet.
Okay. No, seriously, you are.
I should have run ahead.
Basically, yeah.
Destroy.
Shoot him in the head.
You are very clear about what you want. You want this to stop.
Yeah.
And it works. But the device obviously is not meant for you.
Okay.
And you see alien images and alien sounds of things you don't understand.
Reapers.
And you guys can see his nose bleeding, his ears start to bleed. He starts to shake. And then for a split second, he collapses. You go to his body, he's not breathing. You know, it's a small glow. Jace.
Yeah.
You think you're dead. You can feel your life slipping away.
Oh, boy.
And then you feel a glow in your chest, and that's where you know you kept the orb.
Mm.
And for a split second, your vision disappears, and you go up, up, up. You see your dome. You go up. You see all of Numenera. And then Numenera seems to shift. And part of you realizes what's happening. Part of you realizes that time seems to be moving. Back and back and back. You see, you can't see clearly, but it feels like bits and pieces of different empires, different things, different moments in history. Further and further, the sun itself, the stars seem to shift position into new, entirely new shapes. And then you look down Numenera again, and it's very different. The equator is no longer ice. It's strange. Like, the ice is not on the corner. It's on the tips and the bottom. It makes no sense. And you zoom down.
Global warming.
Yeah. You zoom quickly down. And you notice, in a strange place, the
world... cipher has a liberal bias.
Okay. The world feels new. And there's all these buildings, these strange buildings that are not built of anything. And you notice, you immediately notice on one person, you realize he looks exactly like you. A person that seems to have a family? A person that's talking to his kids in his house. And then you feel an energy transfer of some sort. And the guy stops, clutches his chest, and crawls down on the ground. His kids are around him, trying to shove him. One of them seems to be calling to a strange device, putting it to his ears, yelling at somebody. And then, you're alive again.
You wake up to see his lips locked on you. I'm trying to fucking heal. I'm not kissing you.
Yep.
I always want to make out.
And you
see
the orb. You see the orb. Seems to convulse, then shatter into nothingness.
Oh. You okay?
I think so. I think so. That was, strange.
I'm, like, pointing my arrow at him. What's the name of the sister you grew up with?
Like, my actual sister, or the one you guys keep making inappropriate comments
about?
Okay,
it's him.
You don't have a sister.
He doesn't have a sister. Kill him. Thanks for bringing that up, asshole.
Yeah, I'm fine. I just blacked out there for a second. What happened?
You weren't breathing, so I had to give you mouth to mouth, and we're never talking about that
again. With the dome.
I look towards the robot.
It's still working.
I don't know. Is it done? I mean, it stopped frantically pushing a couple buttons, but it's still just tapping away.
It's not going to self-destruct now, and it's not going to try to take off and go away.
What is it doing?
Maintenance.
Yeah.
Is that bad for us?
No, I mean, air and light and rainfall and things like that should keep going. It's basically just waiting until it's going to be fixed enough to leave. But since nothing's going to fix it, it's never going to leave, I think.
We can fix it.
Let's do it.
I can fix it.
Fix it, Felix Jr.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't want to... Did we sort of save the dome?
I think we...
For the third time today, yeah.
Whatever. We saved the dome! Mm-hmm. Not so bad for a couple of teens who should stay in their room and pick up this mess, Mom.
Yeah, I guess we should go up topside and tell the mayor and the elders what we found, and they'll send teams down, I guess, and we might be able to use this for as a cachet to get outside the dome more.
I mean, there are spiders still down here, right?
Yeah, but we need to find out where those Margers got that device.
What Margers?
The Margers?
Oh,
the Goatmen.
Goat dudes!
Oh, yeah.
The Goat Fluxers.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, let's get out of here. Let's, see ya, Iron Dude.
So, now I believe whoever's searching the
as they start turning to leave, you see an arrow, like, strike the floor right in front of you. Don't forget me!
I throw a little bit of wire around you, like some barbed wire.
What if
that
you
I
roll a 1d6, please?
Yeah, one. I slowly
you get one cipher from this room.
Damn.
Mine. Michael.
I throw like the barbed wire up towards you to finally grab it, and I slowly drag you down. And what cipher is it? We'll give you the cipher, dude. Yeah. Jeez. You know, this is why you don't have friends, because you
don't let Jace
them.
Give me something that he says is a cipher and isn't a fucking cipher.
It's not the first time.
Alright, red is tens. 32. You get a friction reducing gel.
Oh, we've got some right here.
Sprayed across an area up to 10 feet. This gel makes things extremely simple. For 1 hour, the difficulty of moving tasks in this area is increased by 3 steps.
So wait, if we could just spray it on you and just slide you across the fucking.
If you want to waste it for that, sure.
No.
Yeah, what? Nice, I say. I give you a high five that just slowly pushes you up. Oh no, not the fan! Ventilation shaft stuck.
You see a tiny robot. Pushes you up.
Yeah, I think by the time we get down there, you're slowly getting back to the
ground. Yeah, it's starting to run. It's like an hour. I think. So by the time we get back up, yeah.
Yeah, I guess we go on up, and we are going to go to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name, man?
Obeth.
Obeth!
The blue man comes up to you. He's part of the blue man group.
Now I'm viewing this man as Tobias from, Arrested Development.
Oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
So Tobias from Arrested Development is the mayor.
Yeah.
What's that?
Tobias from Arrested Development is the mayor, the blue man.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
I know, right?
You're the never nude?
Yes. Yeah.
You spend some time explaining what happened. Okay. People explain the story, and he goes, well, that was interesting. All right. So, well, we guess we have to be thankful. I mean, you helped us out.
Oh, no. I got something to say. Okay. First of all, I'm 18, okay? I've done my time here. We not only stopped an explosion outside, we stopped explosion in here. We faced spiders, goat people, crab people, and you know what? You know, I turned towards my mom and who was there. And it's like, Harriet, I love you. You are awesome and you're a great mother, but you know, I've been wondering if I could survive on my own, exploring, not being trapped in this dome. And if I can survive that, I can survive out there.
We're actually giving this speech in front of the carcass of the queen that we dragged upstairs. Because we're teenagers. We're not going to give them a niche. Like, we fucking kill this. And everyone gets to stare at its grotesque, bloated corpse.
We did this. And not only that, we figured out more about the dome.
I did this quietly under my breath.
It was like me.
Yeah, every time I said we, you're like me. And you know what? I'm just going to say it, you know. If you expect us to be grounded or to stay here and be farmers or herders, that's not going to cut it for me anymore. Not after I've seen what I've seen out there and what I've seen down there. I'm good at this. And you know what? For the first time, I'm actually feeling like I'm good at something. And I think I have a better service to the dome than just sitting around, you know, doing nothing. So, I think I grab you by the shoulder, pull you close, grab you by the shoulder. I think we deserve a right to go out and look to see if we could find more stuff for our home. Instead of just being isolated and hiding.
You see Olaf stare at you for a second.
It's just awkward. Can you just be the clap, the only one that claps?
Olaf stares at you for a second. Can you see Olaf staring at you for a second? Looking at your young fire that can cause trouble. He's like, you know?
I put that out. I'm sorry.
That's a whole separate.
You know, you're right. You're young, and you're obviously people who can't just stay inside. You need to go out there, see what the world has to offer. And that's the mission for you. We've been here way too isolated. One of you should go out into the world, see all its beauty, and maybe come back a little wiser.
Pretty easy. He starts slow laughing again. Well, I like to think that every time you start doing it, every head just turns towards you and they just stare at you.
Yeah. So, when can you leave? Says Ogre.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Jace here wants to say goodbye to Lindy first. Everybody laughs at that. I get the round of applause, like, woo!
Except for Lindy.
Yeah, she has stumps, so that's why she doesn't. That's awful. That's awful. I miss that. Okay. It works for me. Don't judge.
That's a single tear rolls down her neck. And rolls down the other neck. Oh!
We're terrible people.
Yep.
All right, any last minute things before we close out?
Yeah, I just got one thing. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Daniel! Happy birthday to you! So any fandible speeches for our listeners?
No, just don't. Aging sucks. Oh. Aging sucks, and it's all pointless.
Yeah. When you are born, you begin to die.
It's the greatest.
No. It's been awesome. It's another year, another 900-something million space miles around the sun with you guys, which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
Another year with Fandible. This is friggin' awesome. I wouldn't change any of this for the world, so thanks. Thanks
Cheers.
For everything. Thanks Cheers. For being here. Thanks for being my friends. Woo! Listeners, thanks for listening. Thanks for sticking with us. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we'll keep this going a little bit longer.
All right. That's great. Even if it doesn't matter. We have so many stories we still need to tell.
So many stories. Yeah. None of them matter, though.
No,
without none fun, of them matter.
Tony Bluff.
How do you know I don't have pants on?
Pantless stories.
How do we know? Because we're looking. We're looking.
Yeah.
It's hard to look away. It's hard to look away.
I mean, it's cold in here, too.
I'm still impressed. Yeah. Exactly. It's frankly, it's scary, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Bring us home. If you like what you listen to, hopefully you like what we have posts on the Fanda blog, where we post blog stuff. We also have the Fanda Tube, where we eventually put more videos at some point in the future. We have the Fanda Cave. We certainly have one game, Horatio's Story.
That's all we need, because goddamn that shit is good.
Oh, you have some
people. Anybody who hasn't played it, play the damn thing. It's amazing.
If you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us ratings on iTunes so we can go up the charts and have more beautiful people listening to us. All right, that's all. This is Jesus of the Fandible.com role-playing podcast. Thank you for listening. And goodbye.
Who murdered?
Murderbot. Murderbot.
Oh, yes, bring the Murderbot in.
Next game.
Come on. He's a charming robot who murders.
Goodbye.